This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In healthcare these days, data are king, and primary care doctors' offices of Camden, New Jersey, have some of the most sophisticated patient data systems in the country. They can track their patients across the city's healthcare system, some of it in real time. But as we learn in the latest part of a series we're calling Diagnosis Data, there's only so far that data can take you. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY.
We've seen the healthcare shows, Grey's Anatomy, ER, St. Elsewhere, but the morning meeting at this primary care office in Camden.
I talked to the white girlfriend who, I don't know what she is, who was like, I haven't seen him in a few days.
Is more like that old cop show. Hill Street Blues would often open as the sergeant ran down the day's assignments. Instead of a clipboard, the half dozen healthcare workers here at the Urban Health Institute are locked into their laptops. Every morning, data pours in from hospitals across the city that helps the women see if any of their patients were admitted and come up with a game plan.
I just scheduled him for Monday. I don't think we should even give him heads up that we're going to meet him there because he might just not come.
In the fictional world of Hill Street Blues, you get crazy plot lines where the problems outnumber the solutions. In the real world of Camden, even with all of its state-of-the-art data, social worker Marsha Johnson hits just as many dead ends.
How long do you think he can last with this present situation and no antibiotics?
Johnson's talking about a patient with a nasty leg wound that requires a refrigerated antibiotic. The problem? He's got no home, so no refrigerator. The current workaround, a home care nurse who meets him on a street corner a few times a week.
So he's just going to stay on a street corner between 9 and 1. Rain, shine, snow.
The nurses in the meeting say getting treatment on the corner only delays the inevitable, the guy back in the hospital. No amount of data or well-meaning efforts from Johnson's team gets him the refrigerator he needs. One of the biggest tests for the healthcare system is how well doctors and hospitals can respond to the stories the data reveals.
We sit and have these conversations and just kind of think through it. But we don't know how to solve some of these problems. Like, healthcare doesn't know how to solve some of these problems.
As surprising as it may sound, this wholly inadequate solution for a nearly homeless patient is a start. It used to be these guys would just disappear after leaving the hospital. Thanks to the data, they've gone from invisible to visible. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Our diagnosis data stories are produced in collaboration with American Public Media's Healthy States Project, online at healthystates.org.